Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 17th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Patrick of Ireland. There are all sorts of legends surrounding the life of Blessed Patrick. You may have heard, for example, that he banished all of the snakes from the Emerald Isle. But these exaggerated stories are not necessary to mark Patrick as one of the most exceptional people in Christian history. Patrick was born in the year 390 on the northern coast of Britain. His father was a deacon, and his grandfather a priest. But when he was about 16 years old, he was captured by slave traders and forced to work as a shepherd in Ireland. About 5 years later, he escaped back to England, where he was educated and became a priest, and some records suggest a bishop. Several years later, Patrick saw a vision that caused him to return to Ireland, where the most amazing part of his story was yet to unfold. Following the command of Christ to make disciples of all nations, Patrick began an organized mission in Ireland. He was a remarkable missionary, converting people to Christianity wherever he went. He had two major strategies. One was to convert the local kings, especially the three high kings. Every time one of the kings became a Christian, many of his subjects would convert at the same time. But Patrick also made it easy for ordinary people to convert as well. He would make the local pagan shrines into places of Christian worship. He would carve the Christian cross on Druidic pillars and build churches on other sacred sites. Today, of course, Ireland is a very Christian country, and Patrick has become identified with Irish culture and heritage. Today, all over the world, wherever there are people of Irish descent or sympathy, there will be toasts made to this man, the patron saint of Ireland. As you raise your glass of green beer or whatever you use to honor this great Christian leader, I encourage you to remember that we honor him for his missionary work and his commitment to the people of Ireland. He loved them and brought them Christianity, even though it was Irish slave traders who had captured and mistreated him when he was younger. The ability to gain freedom from slavery, but still have a willingness to serve under the banner of Christ, is the indelible marker of the exceptional Christian. For you, or me, or Blessed Patrick. Let us pray. Almighty God, in your providence you chose your servant Patrick to be the apostle of the Irish people, to bring those who were wandering in darkness and error to the true light and knowledge of you. Grant us so to walk in that light that we may come at last to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Cyril. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.